Hi, I'm Alan McQuarrie, the pastor of Grace Community Church in Brockville, Ontario, Canada, your pastor for the day. There are times in our lives where we are privileged to do something specific, and they may be speaking somewhere or being involved in something or just being honored by somebody. They're privileges that are given to us. As a believer in Christ, we have a privilege as well, and that privilege is to serve the Lord Jesus. Now, as soon as I say that, there are those who are like, oh, I tried that and I get criticized, or I'm not qualified, or I don't have the abilities that other people have. But we do have to realize that if you love the Lord as your Savior, we have an obligation to serve Him. Obedience is the first requirement of every true regenerated Christian. We are called to obey the Lord, and we do it willingly when we understand what we've been saved from. When you really comprehend how much your past has been washed away in the blood of Christ and how truly forgiven you really are. When you sit and comprehend how much the blood of Christ has washed you, and not only that, but the joy of knowing a heavenly home awaits you, when you truly grasp that, then obedience is not a burden. It's a privilege. We're not exempt from serving the Lord. In fact, we can list a number of individuals who made up excuses as to why they could not or should not serve the Lord. Moses, who said that he was not an eloquent speaker. Jeremiah, who said he was too small. Saul, who said he wasn't from the right family. David, who was just a little shepherd boy, ruddy in appearance. Gideon, again, who thought that he was from the least of all the tribes. And Paul, who said that he comes in trembling and fear. These individuals brought those excuses to the Lord and said, Lord, I cannot serve you. I'm not qualified. I don't believe when I look in the mirror that I'm the person that you want. But the reality is, man looks at the outward appearance, right? And God looks at the heart. If you truly love Christ and truly appreciate what you've been washed from, what that blood has removed from your life, the guilt of your past, the consequences of your past, then we need to come to the Lord and say, Lord, here am I, as Isaiah said, send me. But Isaiah said that when he had a fresh vision of who God was. And often the reason why we are unwilling to serve the Lord is because we don't have a fresh vision of who it is that is our Savior. We need to ask, Lord, reveal yourself to me, O Lord, and let me understand the wonderful grace that has been revealed to me. And when we do that, God blesses us and says, I want to use you. It is a privilege to serve the Lord in our church. It is a privilege to serve the Lord in encouraging one another. It is a privilege to serve the Lord to do His will. These are things that all believers, every one of us who have been redeemed, are called to do. Today, if you are not actively serving the Lord, then say, Lord, reveal yourself to me that I may appreciate who you are, so that once again, my desire is to give you my all, to serve you without excuse, without saying that there's a reason why I shouldn't. I hope today, as you go about your daily business, you can say, Lord, here am I, send me. With all my imperfections, with all my past, with all my failures, I still love you, Lord. I want to do something great for your kingdom. Please use me today, Lord, I ask. And we can do that, and we know that the Lord will use you to do something wonderful today for His kingdom work.
I'm Pastor Alan, the teaching elder at Grace Community Church in Brockville, Ontario, your pastor for the day.